You are listening to video description on the SAP channel. This service is primarily intended for viewers who are blind or visually impaired. To return to regular program audio, turn off the SAP feature on your TV or VCR. Now, in animation, snow falls on a village. Titles appear. The Story of Santa Claus. Starring Edward Asner as Santa Claus and Betty White as Mrs. Claus. Tim Curry as Nostros. Executive producer Arnold Shapiro. Written by Rachel Koretsky and Steve Whitestone. Directed by Toby Bluth. This program has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from CBS. Described by Dutch Priest and Justin Soule. Read by Kim I. Guest. Now, a ragged boy races to a shop. A sign reads, Claus Toys. Words appear, Europe a long time ago. The boy peers inside. He removes his cap, revealing a bandage on his head. A gray-haired woman motions him in. He enters and bumps into a man with a white mustache.
What?
The man's broad wave knocks a can of paint off a shelf. He catches it.
Here, let me show you my latest creation.
He points to a toy sailboat. Outside, three passing women look in the window.
Oh, poor Gretchen Claus. They have no children and no money. Just what does she see in that crazy husband of hers?
I just heard a rumor.
Yes?
Her pet name for him is Santa. She thinks he's a saint.
Gretchen watches them from behind the window.
Well, I heard they're going broke. All because her Santa Claus gives away more toys than he sells.
Grabbing the shutters, Gretchen peers out at the women.
You nosy old hens.
She pulls the window shut and peers at the store ledger.
We're not going to last much longer, Nicholas.
A graph's jagged descending line drops onto a page taped to the bottom. As the boy stares wide-eyed at the shelf, Nicholas takes down the sailboat and gives it to him.
All it will cost you is a smile.
Oh, boy!
The boy smiles, hugs the boat, and runs off with it.
You truly are a saint.
Nicholas whittles a tiny castle.
Wasn't that little boy's face priceless? Why, when I was growing up in that awful orphanage back on Angel's Island, I'd have given anything for someone to cheer me up, if only just once a year.
He jumps to his feet, knocking over his bench.
That's it! There should be a celebration one day each year so that all children will know they are loved. And what better day than Christmas!
Nicholas stares at a globe.
I wish I could give every child in the world a toy. A twinkly trinket to tickle each girl and...
A grinning jack-in-a-box jumps out.
Oh, I guarantee, 'twould surely tickle me to give every child in the world a toy.
Nicholas paints a smiley face on the globe.
Can you imagine a world of happy smiles? In igloos and wigwams and huts on tropic isles. I travel the frontier of every hemisphere to give every child in the world a toy.
Nicholas puts the little castle in his wife's hands. Now, our view moves inside a building on an island. Inside the orphanage, children in patched clothes sit on trunks near straw beds. An older boy, Nicholas, makes a funny face, but they stare back sadly. He carves a top from a block of wood and they smile.
I wish there was a way every Christmas day to give every child in the world a toy.
As the little kids beam at the spinning top, Nicholas closes his pocket knife. Now, in the toy shop, he snaps the same knife shut.
Ho, ho, ho!
A man wearing a fancy suit enters. He clutches a cane and a rolled-up sheet of paper.
You can keep your ho, ho, ho. Just give me the dough, dough, dough.
The document reads, eviction notice.
Pay up by tomorrow, or you're out!
The man curls his bushy brows, squints, and leaves. The clauses peer sadly at the notice. Now, in front of the toy shop, as a workman paints over the store sign, the clauses sit amid scattered bags. The landlord picks at their belongings.
Well, I'll take this and this.
He sees Mrs. Claus's wedding ring.
And I'll take this.
Nicholas grabs the man's hand.
Please, Mr. Minch, anything but that. You take all my toys if you must.
Toys? What would I do with toys?
He pulls the ring off Gretchen's finger.
No.
Minch drops the gold ring into his vest pocket.
There now, don't you feel better? You're debt-free.
The clauses frown.
Have a nice day.
As Minch hurries off, Nicholas hugs his wife. Now, over a dock, a sign reads Minch's Harbor.
Couldn't have been worth much to him, but it meant everything to me.
I'm so sorry, darling. It's all my fault. I'm going to change.
I'm going to stop giving things away.
No, no. Then you wouldn't be you, my Santa.
As they hug, Mrs. Claus eyes a bag of toys.
Actually, it looks like you've still got some more giving to do.
But Gretchen...
We've been planning to deliver toys to your old orphanage. Why not now? What have we got to lose?
Absolutely nothing.
Later, they line up at a ship.
Tickets.
A man with a grizzly mustache checks a clipboard. Nicholas hands him a box, flips open its lid, and a jack-in-the-box springs out. The man throws the toy in the water. In a small boat, the ragged boy sees the jack-in-the-box sink.
That's him, Papa! That's the man who gave me this!
The boy's dad looks up.
Excuse me, did I hear that you folks were looking to borrow a boat?
Now the Clauses sail toward Angel's Island.
Thank you! We'll be back before sundown!
The boy's shabbily dressed father waves from the dock.
Gretchen, it's a dream come true.
The little boat with a big patch on its only sail skims quickly over blue waves toward Angel's Island. Dark clouds slide together overhead like bony fingers. As the sail fills with wind, rain shoots from the darkening sky.
What is it? Oh, Nicholas, I can't see!
Lightning flashes overhead.
Hold tight!
Swelling waves lift and rock the boat, pitching its front end up and whisking it over churning water. The Clauses stare wide-eyed into the crawling shapes of the dark clouds. Blue lightning jags around menacing clouds. The boat plunges over a waterfall. The Clauses' jaws hang open as the boat slides down a wall of water. They hit bottom and grab for their scattered cargo. In the frothy water, toys and a basket filled with sandwiches and fruit bob up and down.
Santa!
The wind blows the sail tight, breaks its rope, and then tears it from its mast. Out of control, the boat weaves through monstrous waves. Angry eyes take shape in the storm and glare meanly at the voyagers. Swells buckle up 10 times as high as the boat, leap over it, and crash down on Mr. and Mrs. Claus. Now, snow swirls around the shattered boat. Amid its half-buried hull and broken wood lie a pink ball, an unlaced boot, and an overturned box. Nicholas sprawls face down in the snow near a jagged piece of the hull. A hood covering her head, Mrs. Claus lies against Nicholas's back. Nicholas's fingers wiggle. A flurry of snow passes in the air. Mrs. Claus sits up and stares around at the snow-covered valley. Nicholas gets up on his knees and they hug. In the sky, a huge shimmering star glimmers under rippling purple lights. The star's beam hits a snow-covered village below.
Where in the world are we?
Glowing bubbles appear. The biggest, a purple ball giving off pink sparkles, leads the way. A smaller bubble carries flowers.
Welcome to the North Pole!
Now go home.
A bouncy silver bubble spatters out a big-eared elf wearing boots and a helmet. The purple one zips over.
Stay invisible, troops!
Frowning, the trooper elf shrinks into a sour-faced bubble and sticks out a long red tongue. One by one, the bubbles burst, and trooper elves tumble to the ground. The glittering pink bubble pops, showing a bearded elf wearing a cape and tall pointed wizard's hat with stars and a half moon on it.
Oh, it's no use. Our magic is fading with the dawn.
The wizardry elf glares at the Clauses over his long nose. He holds a big book with a red ribbon between its pages.
Maybe we're in heaven, and these are all angels.
The wizard makes a fist.
Man those elf shots! The enemy is among us!
As his troopers wobble to attention, bows and arrows magically appear in their hands. They aim.
Somehow I don't think they're angels, Nicholas.
The wizard frowns.
Ready! Aim! Fire!
Wait for me!
A shadowy elf leaps over hilltops and slips on a snowdrift. Scooped up in a ball of snow, the elf rolls down the hill. As more snow sticks to it, the snowball gets bigger and bigger.
Retreat!
The snowball smashes into the troops and out pops a boyish black-haired elf.
Not again, Clement.
Under the snowball, ice cracks in all directions. The snowball, Clement still stuck in it, falls down the crack in the iceberg. Nicholas runs over, grabs the little fellow by the hood of his tiny coat, and sets him down. Clement hugs his rescuer.
Clement!
Just wait until we get home.
He lifts Clement by the collar.
Thank you for saving that little troublemaker.
He drops his son on the ice.
And now...
The wizard's book hovers in midair.
We would like to know your fondest wish.
What?
It's elfin code. When you rescue an elf, you are immediately granted your fondest wish.
Did you hear that, Gretchen? Maybe we really have died and gone to heaven.
A girl elf appears.
To heaven. You are presently located at the geographic North Pole. Not to be confused with the magnetic North Pole, which is constantly shifting.
Clement makes a face.
Now, sir, if you would, your fondest wish.
That's simple. My wish would be to deliver brand new toys on Christmas to every child in the world.
The wizard drops his jaw as sparkles right in the sky. To give every child in the world a toy, the book bobs in the air.
Every deliver a child world? Wouldn't you rather have something for yourself?
He studies his book.
A castle in the sky? A nice pot of gold?
Nicholas shakes his head.
All he's ever wanted to do is make children happy. You see, we were never blessed with any children of our own.
Why, we'd have to work night and day.
And our magic only works at night.
Now a crowd of elves gathers as the girl elf peers through her glasses at the book.
Please, go on, Aurora.
According to my calculations, this wish is physically, logistically, and geographically impossible.
An impossible wish?
Is this Claude guy nuts?
What a crazy old man!
We North Pole elves can't survive this harsh climate without magic.
I didn't mean to cause any trouble. Really, I'll take back my wish.
The troops smile.
Again, you ask for the impossible, Mr. Claus.
He slams the magic book shut.
For your wish has already been etched among the stars.
He points to the glittering wish.
It's impossible.
But it's the code.
What the heck with the code?
Elves scratch their heads and trade worried looks.
Quiet! I haven't finished yet. If we, the elves, fail to deliver on this wish, all elves all over the world will lose their powers forever. Magic, as we know it, will cease to exist. Christmas, of all days, will be our doomsday.
The pupils of his eyes turn to smoke and vanish. Later, as all the elven citizens stand gathered in a group, Nicholas goes off and sits on a block of ice. Mrs. Claus follows and sits beside him.
I put everybody's life in jeopardy, including yours, over a silly dream.
Now listen to me, Santa. You're a good man with a noble dream. Clumsy, maybe, but we'll think of something.
A sign reads North Pole Ice Quarry.
I've never seen so much ice.
That's it!
Uh-oh.
Gretchen, you're a genius!
What? What did I say?
Now, Nicholas and his wife build a circular wall of ice. Elves peek through the window slots. They duck away, their stocking caps spinning, then fall back down on their heads. Elves hiding in the quarry lift ice cubes over their heads and peer out. Others tiptoe down ice stairs. A baby elf carries his bottle. Clement swipes Nicholas's cap.
Excuse me, sir. May I ask what you're doing?
We'll need a workshop.
Aurora and Clement trade a look.
Workshop? We elves don't believe in work.
Clement pops merrily to the ground.
We have magic.
Not for long, thanks to you.
More elf kids gather.
We've got a lot of toys to make.
What is a toy?
Don't elf children have toys?
All the elf children shake their heads. Santa scratches his head, then smiles and picks up a block of ice. Taking out his pocket knife, he quickly whittles it into a top.
Now, this is a toy.
Santa wraps a string around it, pulls, and sends it spinning across ice blocks.
Hey, let me see.
Clement grabs it and drops it.
Oops.
It shatters.
He destroys everything he touches.
Still, I'd like to help.
And I'd welcome that, Clement. If only we had some wood.
Wood?
Wood, a hard fibrous substance, basically xylem, that makes up the greater part of trees.
Clement frowns.
Miss Know-It-All.
At least my brain isn't frozen solid.
Hey, I know what trees are. I've just never seen one. and neither of you.
So, my map says there's a forest exactly 11.11 kilometers from here.
Aurora, that's great!
She's the smartest in our class, of course. She thinks she's the expert on everything.
But we need experts.
Aurora takes notes.
Imagination experts. Wood, candy, cloth. That's what we'll need. Okay, Aurora?
Me? But I...
Not all by yourself. You'll have a top-notch field explorer to assist you.
Clement grins. Aurora stares at him.
Clement? You want me to work with him? Why, he's the most illogical, improbable... We'll never pull this off!
With your brains and my imagination, I think we'd make a great team, Aurora.
That's it! Teamwork!
And don't forget the magic!
Maybe, just maybe, we can pull it off!
Crouching down, Santa looks to Aurora. She smiles. As Santa glances to the other children, the elves gather closer.
Imagine making toys for all those girls and boys. We'll need a lot of stuff!
Aurora smiles at Clement.
Let's round up what we've got and give it our best shot. Maybe we'll pull it off.
Aurora leads them up a hill.
Wonder if he'd like Hollywood.
Any wood would be good. Let's ask the bears to lend their paws and take this wood to Santa Claus.
Bears carry logs, and elves roll more logs downhill by running their feet backwards atop the timber. The wizard points a crooked finger.
How dare you! How dare you involve our children in your silly...
He spots a large circle of ice blocks.
What in the world are you doing?
We're trying to build a workshop. Would you like to help?
You expect an elf to do manual labor for your ridiculously impossible wish?
Mr. Nostros, you tell me. Which is sillier, trying to accomplish the ridiculously impossible... Or giving up without even trying.
The wizard shakes his head and his long nose vigorously. Santa faces Mrs. Claus.
We want a fighting chance to beat this circumstance.
We're gonna pull it off.
Now in the woods.
This plan is way off base. You're on a wild moose chase.
A moose snorts. From a castle's round window, the wizard watches through a telescope.
Sugar, zero, really stick to the recipe.
Clement taps maple syrup into a bucket between his knees. Another elf faces Santa.
Hey, Mr. Claus, look at this!
All heads in the elf village turn as Aurora marches over a hill like a drum majorette, waving her pencil like a baton and twirling it in the air. Behind her, pairs of elves run backwards on logs as they roll down the hill. One elf falls and rolls around the log. Now, a row of elves carry a log over their heads. A short elf dangles from the end, his short legs not reaching the ground. Bears carry smaller pieces of wood.
Amazing! Is that my kid, who I can't even pay to shovel the walk?
Kids pull bowl-shaped carts of strawberries and nuts. Others carry buckets of maple syrup on their head.
Our kids did all this?
Why, we can't even get them to brush their teeth at night!
One sled carries a huge vat of maple syrup. The baby elf stands on a stepladder, tastes the syrup, and waves to Santa. Coming over the hill, Clement stands on the back of a team of polar bears harnessed to an evergreen tree.
I've never seen a real tree before.
As Clement holds the reins in one hand and waves, his father eyes him through a telescope from a castle's round window. Clement brings the tree downhill, and all the kid elves and the animals gather around the North Pole with their timber, candy, nuts, berries, and syrup.
I hate to say it, but it looks like our children have put us grown-ups to shame. Maybe this Claus fellow really can pull it off.
Maybe, but he's gonna need every man, woman, and child to do it.
Now, elves throw ropes over the pole's weather vane. At the very top of the pole, a rod holds up a star. As Clement hops off a polar bear and grins, his father grabs him by the collar, lifts him up, and squints sternly at the boy.
Well, it's no surprise to see you taking part in this tomfoolery.
Actually, Nostros... He's in charge.
Nostros drops his jaw and Clement, who promptly tiptoes off.
Clement!
Clement removes his cap and smiles. Under his father's stern gaze, a tear rolls from each of his big eyes. Now, using the ropes looped over the weather vane, elves hoist the tall, bushy evergreen upright.
Well, it looks like come sundown, we're about to build ourselves one heck of a workshop.
Pitch in, lend a hand.
His wishes are the band. We're gonna pull it off.
Haven't? I forbid you to have anything to do with
it. We're gonna make a toy for every girl and boy. We're gonna pull it off.
You're gonna need more than a workshop.
We're gonna pull it off.
Gonna need a miracle!
So, does it still seem like a far-flung dream?
Now, in the woods, the elves roll out blueprints, cut blocks out of ice, and put them in place. Riding on one ice block, the baby elf slides up to Santa. A carpenter elf waves his fingers, and hammers float to the wall in a swirl of sparkles. The hammers line up and nail a board to the ice. As stars fill the sky, an elf polishes a spire atop the finished building.
Come on, everybody! Let's make some toys!
Now, in a gleaming workshop, elves make teddy bears and dollhouses on long tables. Some put wheels on toy trains as others sew hems on fancy dresses.
One down! 14,743,000 to go.
An elf paints eyes and a nose on a doll. Then Santa grabs a brush and adds a smile. One elf works a candy cane machine, and Mrs. Claus and Aurora check supplies. Four elves carving wooden blocks watch Santa whittle a flute. A cook's magical spoon stirs a tub of batter, then plops it under a rolling pin. A team of girls wearing star-shaped cookie cutters on their feet march over the dough, kicking cookie stars onto a conveyor belt, which dumps them into bags. Clement watches through the telescope.
Those fools! They actually believe that they can do the impossible. But I'll show them. I'll find a loophole. And when I do...
As Nostro studies the magic book, Clement slips out the window and slides down an eave spout.
I thought you were grounded.
Shh! I snuck out to finish this!
He unveils a sleigh made of jagged, splintered planks nailed together. Aurora covers her grin and looks away. Now, in the workshop, pages of a calendar tear away one by one. Santa kisses Mrs. Claus as elves rush by with stacks of presents. Aurora smiles at toy locomotives on a conveyor belt, and more pages fly off the calendar to December 1st.
This means that you need to visit every country in the world in a little over 12 hours. Even with all of our magic, we could never pull that off.
Yeah, I mean, what's it gonna do? Fly?
Santa sits up straight. Aurora taps her foot and frowns.
What? What did I say?
He did it again.
Aurora storms away.
I study all the facts, but that little goof-off keeps coming up with all the good ideas.
Oh, I don't know. I'd say that you've come up with more than your share.
We're just, polar opposites. Can you imagine being stuck with someone who's nothing more than a silly, clumsy, completely illogical...
Oh, I think I can imagine that. Aurora, what you have to remember is that there's a lot more to life than facts and figures. Why don't you give Clement a chance? Try to see the world from his perspective for a change.
I don't know.
After all, it's worked for me for over 50 years.
Now in Clement's sleigh.
I told you we'd make the perfect team. And right now I'm trying to find the perfect sleigh team.
Penguins are harnessed to the sleigh.
Something a little less frisky?
Now Clement snaps the reins to walruses, who sit in their harnesses clumped together.
Maybe something a little faster.
Lemmings stand hitched to the sleigh.
Isn't there something strange about lemmings?
Clement snaps the reins and the lemmings dash off.
I think I just remembered the strange thing about lemmings! They like to run off cliffs.
The sleigh dives off a cliff and into a snowbank.
Any more great ideas?
Clement spots a reindeer. Now the calendar reads December 21st. A tired elf staggers under a stack of boxes. Another falls asleep at work. Aurora's sewing needle pokes Clement. He swats her with his paintbrush.
Ouch! Hey, knock it off!
You started it!
Aurora ducks another swat of the paintbrush, and Clement slings paint on an elf across the room. He dumps a paint pail on another elf. As one elf slams a stuffed bear down on his co-worker, paint hits an elf mixing paint. He falls on a button, speeding up an egg beater, and paint flies everywhere.
Of course, no. This means war.
Santa enters, and paint flies into his face. He steps blindly onto a skate and sends it flying onto tiny train cars carrying toys. As all the toys fall, Santa and the elves gape. A toy soldier gets stuck in the cogs of a machine, stopping it. The egg beater explodes. From the castle window, Nostros peers down.
I knew it! I knew these elves couldn't last. It just goes to show you that you can't do the impossible.
In the workshop, Clement holds a broken sailboat and Aurora a paint-splattered teddy bear. Santa sadly eyes ruined toys lying in shambles. Now snow falls on Santa's workshop. Inside, the floor is littered with broken toys and splotches of paint.
Oh, what an old fool I've been. Because of me and my impossible wish, all the elves of the world are doomed. Everyone would have been so much better off if I'd never even set foot on the North Pole.
I wouldn't have been better off. Heck, I would have been a goner for sure if you hadn't been there to pull me out of that ice. Besides, you're the only one who's ever believed in me.
Clement holds a lit candle. Sparkles and musical notes spiral up from the flame.
Please, don't be sad. You've given us so much to dream about.
Clement's face appears in floating bubbles.
And for the first time, I don't feel like I'm the odd elf out. So what if your wish is impossible? So what if it might not come true? What you believe in is better than magic. I love being best friends with you.
A sparkle travels across the world map. You are listening to video description on the SAP channel. To return to regular program audio, turn off the SAP feature on your TV or VCR.
What you believe in is better than magic.
Their shadows appear on the map.
I love being best friends with you.
As they hug, the circle of sparkling light spirals around the map, stopping on Africa. Santa picks Clement up, touches his forehead to the elf's, then hugs him again. Now, four elf troopers climb on top of each other, forming a lookout tower.
Ah, there's that little troublemaker!
Later...
Where are they, Clement?
What?
The finished toys! Where are they?
The paint was still wet.
As other elves clean the workshop, Clement opens a pair of massive doors. Light spills out onto the closets.
So I hung the toys out here to dry.
They're in the tall, bushy evergreen.
Oh. It's all Christmassy.
Strings of beads wrap around its branches.
But it's a tree.
It's a Christmas tree.
With Nostros.
I've done it! I found a loophole!
He kisses his magic book, then rubs his hands together.
Our elf community is saved!
He yanks the book along by its ribbon. Outside, it follows him down a snowy path. Later in town.
You see, all we have to do is take a vote. And if that vote is unanimous, then Nicholas's wish will be erased from the stars. All right, then. All those in favor of erasing the ridiculously impossible wish made by Nicholas Claus, raise your hands!
Nostros raises his hand. No one else does.
And now, all those in favor of continuing to honor the ridiculously impossible wish made by Nicholas Claus.
Clement looks around sheepishly, then raises his hand.
I do.
Aurora raises her hand.
I do.
I do. We do. Yeah!
I don't believe what I'm seeing. You'll all be sorry.
He pulls his son away by the wrist.
Oh, yes. You'll be sorry when you realize what you've done. The true test still lies ahead, Mr. Nicholas Claus, because now you and your friends have to deliver the goods. Literally.
Clement's feet drag in the snow. Later, Santa rips a page from his calendar. It now reads December 24th.
I can't believe that the big day is finally here. Have you got the list?
And I'm checking it twice. But where's Clement?
Where are all the children?
We're right here!
A group of elf kids push in a wrapped present. Santa picks it up.
It's from all of us.
Santa opens it. A note reads, "To Mr. Claus from the kids." It's a red and white suit with a black leather belt.
Oh, Nicholas, it's lovely.
I couldn't feel more proud if you were my own family. I wear it all the time.
Sorry, Mr. Claus, but you might not be wearing it at all. I've been running the numbers, and it looks like we're still going to have an insufficient supply of supernatural energy to propel the vehicle until dawn.
Which means?
Put in the simplest of terms, you're going to run out of magic.
What happens if we can't return before dawn?
You'll either burst into flames or you'll disintegrate.
The other elves frown and shake their heads.
Mr. Claus must be accompanied by an expert if he is to have any hope of succeeding. Someone who knows every rule of magic, inside and out.
Now, Nostros holds a candle in his study.
With all due respect, Mr. Nostros, it looks like you're caught between a glacier and a hard place.
The white-bearded elf cocks an eyebrow, then shakes his head. Aurora looks at Clement, who holds out his hands pleadingly. Nostros turns away. As he folds his arms, the magic book floats up in front of him and arches its spine. Nostros turns again, facing the round window. The book straightens, pointing up its wavy ribbon. It follows Aurora and Clement down a frosty, curved staircase. Tears stream from the girl elf's eyes as she leaves. Crying, Clement makes a face at his father, then follows her out. The magic book wipes away its own tear. It flies back up to Nostros, opens, and plants itself down on a reading stand. Turning away from its owner, it closes. Nostros removes his pointy wizard's cap, revealing his bald crown. Outside, the window shows his silhouette holding the flickering candle. In Santa's workshop.
Well, you crazy old man, Nostros was right. The true test lies ahead.
You'll pass with flying colors, Santa.
Don't you mean flying reindeer?
You're going to make a lot of children very happy, just like you've made me.
Elf troopers roll up the world map.
Ho, ho, ho.
Santa nuzzles his wife with his big red nose. The calendar reads December 24th. An elf trooper hands Santa the rolled-up map. The jolly old man heads to a mirror, checks his belt, and straightens his long, floppy cap.
Load her up!
Outside, elves plant lanterns alongside a runway leading to Santa's workshop. Others run alongside the Claus's feet, carrying sleigh bells on straps. Still more elves move in shadows, lugging stuffed sacks that are larger than they are. Two pull a cart loaded with wrapped presents. Inside a storehouse, an elf boy strains to tow a stuffed sack on a sled. Hundreds of other sacks form a tower that rises out in open skylight. Three bearded elves bring in the poorly built sleigh. In a stable, an elf runs from a loose reindeer. Others lead the animals by their reins. In his castle, wax melts onto Nostros' hand as he grips the candle. He puts on his wizard's cap. His head grows dark and his eyes glow red. Sitting in an armchair, Clement awakens. The magic book flies up from the reading stand as Nostros arches his hand over the candle's flame. It flares. Nostros grabs the book by its ribbon and pulls it downstairs. His son follows him to the front door.
Can I help you, Dad?
Nostros faces him and nods. Clement beams.
Stay out of trouble while I'm gone.
As Nostros leaves, a barred door swings shut. Clement looks outside, teary-eyed.
Good luck, Dad.
Later, upstairs, he stands at the round window. Scowling, he puts on a loose, floppy cap, then marches off. The picture fades to black. Now, lightning flashes as Nostros appears before the Clauses and the elves. Santa and the wizard elf glare at each other. Clement runs out from behind his father's cloak. Letting go of his candle and magic book, Nostros closes his eyes. As he pinches his thumbs and index fingers together, the book opens. Nostros transforms the sleigh's poorly built wood planks into gold and upholstery. Clement and Aurora hide in a sack. Now, Nostros conjures a cyclone of purple energy with his finger. The energy sweeps up the tower of sacks and magically stuffs them inside a larger sack on the sleigh. Clement and Aurora peek their heads out. Nostros shoots magic butterflies at the reindeer's hooves. They float off the ground. Nostros flies into the sleigh with his magic book and plants himself down next to Santa. Mrs. Claus packs up a lunch in a round box and hands it to her husband. A pair of massive doors slides open in front of the harnessed reindeer.
All right, everyone. Wish us luck.
He and Mrs. Claus wink at each other.
Giddyup!
The reindeer pull the sleigh outside and tear across the lit runway. Santa looks to Nostros, who furrows his brow. Loose snow cascades down a hill as the reindeer gallop by. Nostris' eyes glow red. The reindeer's eyes turn red as well. As they near an icy cliff, Mrs. Claus covers her mouth worriedly. On the horizon, a giant hazy pair of eyes watches the approaching sleigh. As it drops over the cliff's edge, the eyes disappear. A dark, cloudy hand lifts the sleigh into the air, spinning it upside down. The sleigh spirals right side up and grazes the top of the Christmas tree. It soars off.
I love you, Nicholas.
The sleigh glides through the clouds and over an ocean toward the continents.
Ho, ho, ho! On Dasher, on Dancer, on Prancer and Vixen, now Comet, now Cupid, now Donder and Blitzen!
This is fantastic!
Wow!
Clement?
Just you wait!
Now, now, Nostros, calm down.
Clement waves at his father.
Ho, ho, ho! And the night is just beginning.
Santa holds up an hourglass. Nostros unfolds the world map.
It's Christmas Eve, I can't believe. I'm flying in the sky with elves. Amazingly, this came to be. In a land where magic dwells. Tonight, my fondest wish is coming true.
Of high air velocity in my hair.
Aurora takes off her glasses.
The schedule's tight, but on this night, reindeer are flying. It's wild. The fun's begun, 'cause one by one, magic touches every child. Tonight, my fondest wish is coming true. Tonight, my fondest wish is coming true.
The sleigh circles down to a farmhouse and lands on the snowy roof. Moments later,
and windows are all locked.
Great. So what do we do now, Mr. Nicholas Claus?
The chimney.
Oh, Clement, that's absurd.
What do you think, Aurora?
It's geometrically impossible.
Yawning, Nostros zaps them with magic. They turn into sparkles and disappear down the chimney. Now, their bodies tumble out of a fireplace.
Very imaginative, Clement.
Stockings hang near the fireplace.
So, we're... Are you going to put the presents, Mr. Claus?
I think I've got an idea.
As he swipes his hand over the stockings, presents magically appear inside. Later,
ho, ho, ho!
Flying over rooftops, Santa drops presents down chimneys.
We knew that there was something about Santa Claus.
I knew he'd succeed in killing us.
Most of us are learning from Santa Claus to believe.
In a bedroom, yellow light swirls around two sleeping kids. In the sky, a dove looks back and sees the flying reindeer. One talks.
Don't ask.
The sleigh zooms by. On a map of the world, a red dotted line loops around Europe.
What could be more thrilling?
It's Christmas Eve, I can't believe. Our magical spirit is everywhere.
Magical sparkles fly through houses.
Most of us are learning.
Oh, you see, you're teaching me to believe in dreams. Tonight, my fondest wish is coming true.
Tonight, his fondest wish is coming true.
Tonight, our fondest wish is coming true.
Watch your altitude. Oh, look out for that cloud. I knew we should have taken a left turn at Minsk.
Santa flies over his old village.
Still as drab as ever.
Later, he trudges toward a house on the harbor. Aurora and Clement bring an oar sticking through a life preserver. Nostros carries a life-size replica of the toy boat on his back. The ragged boy and his dad appear at a window.
Mr. Claus? No, it couldn't be. Could it?
A ribbon is tied around the boat's mast. Now, Santa sneaks through a house on top of a hill. Mr. Minch pokes a billy club in his face.
So, you've turned into a thief, eh, Nicholas Claus?
Santa hands him a cane. An engraving reads, Mr. Minch.
Nicholas, but I have nothing to give you in return.
Ho, ho, ho!
Now Santa magically brightens up the village with color.
There now. That's better. We're making great time.
We're making terrible time. The fate of all the world's magic is in our hands.
Lightning zaps Nostros as the sleigh flies through a rainstorm. He covers his head with his magic book.
One last stop. Angel's Island.
I absolutely forbid it.
You see?
We're almost out of magic.
Oh, no. These are the kids that are always forgotten. But not this time. Not this Christmas.
Mr. Claus is right. If we don't visit every child in the world, we will have failed to fulfill the wish.
Later.
Angel's Island Orphanage. This is where I grew up.
And don't think that I've forgotten for one minute that this entire mess is all your fault.
As the boy elf cries, Aurora takes his hand. Inside, Santa leaves presents on the orphans' beds. One boy wakes up and taps his shoulder.
Shh! I've come to bring you a toy for Christmas.
The boy gapes as Santa reaches into his sack. Bandages make an X shape on the orphan's cheek. He returns to bed.
You know, I grew up in this very same orphanage, and I was very lonely. Do you know what I did to pass the time? I learned how to whittle.
He gives the boy his pocket knife. The orphan breaks into a wide smile, then hugs Santa warmly. Now on Santa's sleigh, the last of the sand trickles through the hourglass.
I knew this would happen. You never should have disobeyed me. I've done all I can do, but now we're doomed.
No, Nostros. You have not done all that you can. For throughout this entire process, you've steadfastly refused to believe. You never believed in my wish.
Nostros loses the world map.
You never believed in your magic. And what's worse, you never even believed in your own son. Your own son! 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 Son!
Flashbacks show Clement.
Now, I'm not an elf, and I'm certainly not a scholar, but I do know that belief, above all else, is the one thing that really makes magic happen.
Nostros looks up and gapes. Leaning over the back of the seat, his son blinks sadly.
Clement! Clement! I do believe. I believe in Santa Claus, and I believe in you, Clement!
As the sleigh hits turbulence, the hourglass flies back and smashes into a lantern. In the North Pole.
It just must have been too much for them.
I just wanted them to make it so badly.
Sunlight glows behind the mountains.
Wait a second.
Santa's sleigh appears.
It's Nicholas.
I believe.
Nostros hugs Clement and Aurora as Santa guides the sleigh over a valley toward the runway. Mrs. Claus covers her mouth. The dark, cloudy hands safely guide the sleigh into the snow. The elves watch it skid by. The sleigh lies on its side near a shattered runway lantern. Santa and his three helpers pop their heads up. Mrs. Claus hugs her husband.
Made it! I wasn't sure if I'd ever see you again.
Why, nothing could keep me away from you.
He gives her a box.
Even our mean old landlord got into the Christmas spirit.
My wedding ring!
Nostros reads his magic book.
I have discovered a clause, so to speak, concerning the clauses. For not only can a unanimous vote erase a wish, but it can also be used to bestow honorary elfhood. I propose we elect this honored status and the immortality that goes with it for Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus. All in favor?
We'll be doing all this again next year?
It means that we'll be doing all this again next year. And every year forever!
You always did want a big family.
And now, we've got the biggest family of all!
Can you imagine a world of happy smiles? Lighting up the Christmas sky for miles.
Oh, I guarantee my joy will always be to give every child in the world a toy.
We'll give every child.
every child in the world a toy.
Merry Christmas, Mrs. Claus.
Merry Christmas, Santa.